Blog Talk Radio.
Computer off.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, an international call. It is the time for the internet.
Interface complete.
You gon' love it, girl.
I saw you walk across the street, yeah. And I can't lie, you're walking stealing me. And that body, I just can't believe that your man let you out here in these streets. Girl, you sure got it going on. Make a brother wanna take you to my home, so we can be all alone, and I can get you open off that zombie home.
Pity pat, what it gon' say? Let a real nigga get in that. I spin a stack, baby.
baby, you it too. I don't care about the price, no, cause I can leave with you. Cause baby, you the shit and you know it. Girl, don't stop, let that ass keep going.
Go, go, go.
Look at little shorty.
Go, go.
Got me falling off a Ferrari. Designated driver, riding with a white kid. Find me and tell me, and I'm steady trying to find it. In the club, whining, rolling like smiling. After me, it's hot, it's starting to be whining. When it's hot, tick tock, timing. Now we grinding like great cat finding. Spending, buzzing, touching, shaking, rubbing. With this little young Jamaican.
Yeah, doing your move, your body right.
Baby.
Maybe be in line.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Yeah, it's on the buzz and
out. In the dance all jeans, you lit down so dirty, but you look so keen. How you sexy and lean, and you only 18. Big long and linky, so sad as you seem. So shake your pretty body like a chorus
scene.
Doing your
move, your body right. Maybe be the high
right. All right, baby.
Yeah, it's on the mountain now. Don't back and around the side of the line. Doing your thing, it's for me, no.
Take it, baby.
Living all right, no. Study things who want to be all day, night, city, early morning.
That's how you do it. How the movement that you're doing, they boozing it all up. Oh, man, on the dance floor, I'm moving them on up. Got me dying while I'm eyeing the movement in your butt. Baby, you move tough in the clutch, you can get low. Now dancing, you sweat, getting loose, you wet clothes. I'm still gonna get close like RL Mexico. Dance floor judge, baby girl, you the best. So, you know, all the world bugs like you can't put it fast. So, show you the best. So, wanna know your tiptoes? Tick-tock, get low. Bring it back up again. You need a boost like a
now,
motor.
Now, DJ,
I'll
put it up. Come on. Do it, move your body right.
That's all sample right there, too. Right? A lot of skill.
How you going, Gravy? Yeah. Tied at number one. You know I used to beat that block.
Okay.
Now I beat the block.
Remix, bitches!
My baby girl rock Gucci, Prada, BCBG, Fendi, Dolce, Gabbana, and BB. Lounging on an island with a bottle of Fiji. Looking like the next top model, believe me. I show her off when I'm out in the mall. She hold me down whenever I ain't around. No need to ask, I can get it when I'm ready. We go together like peanut butter jelly. The drop jet black, top left back, Burberry inside. You can bet that my girl, she a rider. When she open up the glove compartment, my girl get the sparkin'. Trips to Hawaii, jerk chicken in Jamaica. Flew to San Juan just to do the Macarena. All that just to show you my favorite. I'm just trying to upgrade.
Let me upgrade,
you're
on
give a dog a bone. All these hoes won't leave me alone, cause they see me gone in a Cadillac room. I don't know why they keep calling my phone. Stop complaining, you acting ungrateful. You wonder why these niggas unfaithful. You want the truth? I ain't wanna date you. I called you on day one, we fucked on day two. I said it before, I say it again. I let you go right now, pick up two of your friends. Yeah, hit it and run, then forget about hun. In a sea of women, there's a million and one. When you met me, you knew I was a player. I ain't trying to be faithful. Look, when you met me, you knew I was a player. I ain't trying to be faithful, so I guess I need to.
Okay, got a purple label. Hey, you rockin' purple label. Up, can I up? Can I up?
now let me upgrade you.
Let's go.
I ain't got what you want.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Nah, nah.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
You can suck my dick. Let me upgrade your ass.
To the wall.
Yeah. When you see the lady
hoes
to get
off my ball.
You know what it is, bitch.
Tell these hoes to just give me a call.
You know you're right. You know you're right. Thursday, man, it's going down real big right here live on the Star System. Smell the Prize, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio, man. Get y'all enlightened on this Constitution, man. And we're going to be going into it. We got one more song. We're coming right back at you, man, live up on the Smell it Prize.
Little mama, oh little mama, yeah.
don't forget to check out DJ Smells So Good on the corner of 34th and Shelby Street in Seattle, Florida, bringing all the latest hits and old school, gospel rap and slow jam.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell So Motherfucking Good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ Smell So Good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy J on the world. I'm both fucked up now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock straight forward regardless. That's my life. Trade four for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN business in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN business. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trade four. Wrecking the game entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah,
man, they got a nice website. Shouts out to the Rush Project, TRP Music. And that's provided by Mrs. Heavenly Angel. Off in the chat room, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. Like, appreciate everybody coming through. And getting ready to enjoy the show. I thought you did. That's how we get down. Today's show, man, let me go get my porn music started. I'm involved in a ongoing case right now. You know what I'm saying? Let me give everybody a little synopsis and bring y'all up to speed. Okay. I got arrested for videotaping the police. You know what I'm saying? During a routine traffic stop. Wasn't nothing major. Only major thing is that I got arrested. So the asshole cop, you know what I'm saying, that undercover cop that came in and arrested me, you know, he did whatever the fuck he was not supposed to do, and he did it anyways. Everybody like, man, you can't get arrested for videotaping police. Yes, you can. Can you beat the shit? Yes, you can. So that's what I'm into. I already beat the case, you know what I'm saying? But I've actually filed a complaint, which if you ever have a problem with a police officer, I don't care, any law enforcement, you need to go to their high power. Don't be trying to talk about going to the mayor. I'm going to call the mayor on you. What the mayor don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call my senator on you. Your senator don't give a fuck. I'm going to contact my congressman. Your congressman don't give a fuck. You know why? Because that's not the chain of command. That's not your proper motherfucking channel you're supposed to go through. Now, IA, Internal Affairs, is the watchdog for any law enforcement officer. So if shit hits the fan, that's who you need to go and talk to. So I went and talked to the detective, you know what I'm saying? And so he came out, he called me yesterday morning because he wanted me to come down and answer a couple more questions. And I was like, well, you know, right now I'm a transport fucked up. I can't get down there. So he was like, well, I'll come to you. I'm like, okay. So, you know, he actually came out during the show. And everybody who was on the show actually heard unscripted, uncensored, uncut, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? That's how this show is ran. There ain't nothing rehearsed on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because life is crazy. And it's funny. And it's a fucking movie. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how I play this shit out. So when he came through yesterday, you know, he hit me up with a couple of questions and all that kind of stuff. I had to air the house out because yesterday was Weeds Day. Weeds Day Wednesday. And, yeah, we had this motherfucker, you know, damn, well, I had this motherfucker smoked out. So, I had to do, you know, a couple of commercial breaks and, get the, and call in the fumigators, to get the house right. So, after talking to the detective, you know what I'm saying, and he did all his little questioning and stuff, you know, I was walking him out, you know what I'm saying, and we got to his car. We just started, you know, talking general conversation. And, he brung up. You know what I'm saying? We talked about all kind of shit. We even got all the way over to talking about Mexicans and, you know what I'm saying, over there in Arizona with the new law that they talking about, you know what I'm saying, you know, banning illegal immigration. But he broke it down to me. He was like, man, he done heard. You know, I said, well, it's like, you know, to me it sounded like racial profiling. He was like, well, have you read the actual law? And I was like, no, honestly, I haven't. He was like, well, if you read the actual law, then it will state that the officers can only demand to see a person's paperwork upon contact. You know what I'm saying? So not saying that they can be walking down the street and be like, hey, you. You know what I'm saying? You look like a Mexican. Come give me your ID. You know what I'm saying? He's like, no, it's not that tight. He said the problem of it is like if you pull somebody over 9 times out of 10, they ain't going to have a driver's license. He said what happens is they hand them a Mexican driver's license, and that's no good. You know what I'm saying? And so he's saying that's the reason why the implementation of this new law. So we got into all kind of stuff, but basically he was inadvertently saying, you know, do you know your rights? You know what I'm saying? Do you know the Constitution? Do you know your amended rights? And a lot of people don't. A lot of people want to say first and second. You know what I'm saying? One minute. At my daughter's house. Oh, okay. All right, that's what time it is. I want to, first of all, take a little quick shout out to everybody coming through on the early. Mr. Easy Rider, you know what I'm saying, representing up there in Washington. Excuse me, that's the wrong place. Pennsylvania. Heavenly Angel up in Washington. Jamie Havocon, excuse me. Don't know where you're from, but big ups to you. And Cyanide all the way from the Netherlands. And, of course, Miss Sweet D. Love. Woo! Representing NY, New York. You know what I'm saying? Up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. And, yeah. So, get them acknowledgement. So, what we're going to do today is Do You Know Your Rights Thursday. Being that we're going to cover, you know what I'm saying? If you didn't know, you won't know now, goddammit. Cover the U.S. Constitution. And then we're going to go into a couple of our rights. Most people only know the First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, and shit, Second Amendment. Everybody knows Second Amendment, the right to bear fucking arms. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't know all of their rights. You know what I'm saying? So when they go to court, you know, a lot of shit that they just be throwing on the motherfucking people, you know, throwing on you in the courtroom. If you don't know the law, they'll throw it on you. Because that's what they're there for, to keep you down, you know what I'm saying, not to help you come up. Only way you can come up is, okay, big up to Jamie in Florida, okay, down here chilling next to me. Oh, it's Florida UFOs, I keep forgetting. You got that fucking government name, dude, all right? Real government name. All right, and so that's what we're going to get into, you know, give you a couple of little rights. So, let me switch this music up real quick, I have to roll up one, you know, because I can't be reading people sober, right? Doesn't work. Get high and you'll have better understanding. Yeah. All right, check this out. Cause a lot of people know and a lot of people don't know. And this is for all my peoples over there in the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying, like Sinai and Alexander over there in Singapore who don't live under our Constitution. And don't have our constitutional rights. And really would be like, damn, I wish I had some of them rights. Because let goddamn Alexander in Singapore tell it, you can't chew motherfucking gum in public. So, or spit on the ground. So, yeah. Sometimes you have to thank the Lord for the powers that be. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. The Constitution of the United States of America is the supreme law of the United States. Okay, we're going to break some of these things down. Supreme law is a constitution. Constitution is a set of rules that a set of people have made and agreed upon for government, often codified as a written document that enumerates and limits the powers and functions of a political entity. These rules together make up, for example, or constitute what the entity is, in the case of countries and autonomous regions of federal countries. The term refers specifically to a constitution defining the fundamental political principles and establishing the structure, procedures, powers, and duties of a government. By limiting the government's own reach, most constitutions guarantee certain rights to the people. The term constitution can be applied to any overall system of law that defines the functioning of a government, including several uncodified historical constitutions that existed before the development of modern codified constitutions. Yeah, so we had one before, people. You know what I'm saying? Constitutions concern different levels of political organization. They exist at national, for example, codified Indian constitution, the uncodified constitution of the United Kingdom, or regional, which is the Massachusetts constitution. You know what I'm saying? So the, you know, and sometimes lower levels. So everybody got their own certain level of a constitution that they have written up to govern, you know what I'm saying, to govern themselves by. They also define many political and other groups, such as political parties, pressure groups, and trade unions. A supranational constitution is possible, which is proposed the European Constitution. Yeah, the supranational constitution. Yeah, but not always probable, depending on the structure of government to be laid out. The traditional absolute sovereignty of modern nations assumed in a constitution is often limited by binding traditional treaties such as the American Convention on Human Rights, which binds the 24 American countries that have ratified it, and the European Convention on Human Rights, which binds the 47 members of the Council of Europe. Why the fuck we all binded and shit, I don't know, but okay. Non-political entities such as corporations and voluntary organizations, whether incorporated or not, often have what is effectively a constitution, often called memorandum and articles of association, U.S. incorporation. So all these other words, you know what I'm saying? You've seen memorandum, you know what I'm saying? Well, I've written a memorandum up, you know, so they've written their own little constitution up. You know what I'm saying? You've heard articles of association. You know what I'm saying? They've written their own constitution up. The Constitution of India is the longest written constitution of any sovereign country in the world, containing 448 articles, 12 schedules, and 94 amendments, with 117,369 words in its English language version, while the United States Constitution is the shortest written constitution. Yeah, bro, got a bunch of dumbasses that call themselves writing the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Which is why we're getting fucked by the federal government to the day. Alright, and one quick second. Alright, reunion time is coming up, people, in November, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Yeah, and we do that the first week, November 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, 4 days, we go to Las Vegas, all the show hosts, we meet up, you know what I'm saying, we do one big show on the last day, and last year, you know what I'm saying, you go to youtube.com/DJ Smell So Good, and you can see live in Las Vegas, bitches, and that was some of the attendees, you know what I'm saying, that attended last year's extravaganza. This is not a BTR-sponsored event, this is strictly out-of-pocket event, so if you don't have the money, you need to be saving up now, you know what I'm saying? And if you book early, you can get flights as low as about $250, and that's pretty much from anywhere, because shit, it was like $250 for me, and then go down there and stay. We stayed at the Wild Western Truck Inn, which was complete with a swimming pool and jacuzzi for only $25 a night. So you motherfuckers running down there don't have your finances right. Well, you do have a place to stay. Me and Goofy Bone held it down and had a good-ass time, you know what I'm saying? So big ups to Goofy Bone out there working hard, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. And, yeah, big ups to him. So that's coming up in November, people. All right, here we go. Have a wonderful and empowering day. Oh, got a little lightning, a little thunder out there, people. Got a little thunder. Okay. The United States Constitution is the supreme law of the United States. It is the foundation and source of the legal authority underlying the existence of the United States of America and the federal government of the United States. It provides the framework for the organization of the United States government and for the relationship of the federal government to the states, to citizens, and to all the people within the United States. The Constitution defines the three branches of the national government, a legislature, the bicameral Congress, an executive branch led by the president, and a judicial branch headed by the Supreme Court. Which is why when you sit up here and get mad at the country, you sit up and talking about, well, open up, I'm going to write the president. What the fuck for? Your chain of command clearly states that you have to go through three branches of government before you even get to him. You know what I'm saying? And the highest law of the land is the goddamn Supreme Court. So why would you be writing to the president when it's the highest law in the land is the Supreme Court that's going to be actually making all of the decisions? Feel me? All right, so you have the bicameral Congress, an executive branch led by the president, and a judicial branch headed by the Supreme Court. The Constitution specifies the powers and duties of each branch. The Constitution reserves all unenumerated powers for the respective states and the people, thereby establishing the federal system of government. Now, let's break down what federal system means. All right, federalism. Motherfuckers, they've probably not even known this, you know what I'm saying? And not all states are federal, you know what I'm saying? Only a few, some states are federal states. Federalism is a political concept in which a group of members are bound together by convent. Latin for foetus, or convent. With a governing representative head. The term federalism is also used to describe a system of the government in which sovereignty is constitutionally divided between a central governing authority and constituent political units, like states or provinces, which, you know, Rhode Island and New York and places like that have provinces. You know what I'm saying? We have, you know, well, we call ourselves states. Let's see. And federalism is a system in which the power to govern is shared between national and central state governments, creating what is often called a federation. Proponents are often called federalists. Federalism is the type of politics wherein a group of members create a sovereign constitution with central governing authority and political units. In Europe, federalists is sometimes used to describe those who favor a common federal government with distributed power at regional, national, and supranational levels. Most European federalists want this development to continue within the European Union. European federalism originated in post-war Europe. One of the more important initiatives in Winston Churchill's speech in Zurich in 1946. In Canada, federalism implies opposition to sovereignist movements, usually those of Quebec. The same is historically true in the United States. Advocates of a weaker federal government and stronger state governments are those that generally favor confederation, often related to early anti-federalists and later the Confederacy. Right, so that's where that comes from. You know what I'm saying? If you're always wondering what the fuck is, you know, how do we get into this state of a federal system? And that is how. All right, so let's continue on. And then we'll take a quick break. Let's get some Shelly K in the background. Got some Window Man. All right. And let's keep it on. The United States Constitution was adopted on September 17th, 1787 by the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and ratified by the conventions in each U.S. state in the name of the people. The Constitution has been amended 27 times. The first 10 amendments, which most people don't even know, are known as the Bill of Rights. Yes, the first 10 amendments are your rights. All right, and let's break this down. The Bill of Rights is the name of by which the first 10 amendments to the United States are known. They were introduced by James Madison to the first United States Congress in 1789 as a series of articles and came into effect on December 15, 1791, when they had been ratified by three-fourths of the United States. An agreement to create the Bill of Rights helped to secure ratification of the Constitution itself. Thomas Jefferson was a supporter of the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights prohibits Congress from making any law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, guarantees free speech, free press, free assembly and association, and the right to petition government for redress. Meaning, you can write your government and say, hey, I don't like the way you motherfuckers wrote this law. I think you all need to rewrite the shit. It forbids infringement of the right of the people to keep and bear arms, which is what they're trying to, you know, find a way to ratify now and take the motherfucking your guns away. Well, that's what everybody keep running around saying, but hey. And prohibits the federal government from depriving any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. In federal criminal cases, it requires indictment by a grand jury for any capital or infamous crime and guarantees a speedy public trial with an impartial jury composed of members of the state or judicial district in which the crime occurred and prohibits double jeopardy. The catch-22, y'all already heard of that. You know, the catch-22, you can't get convicted for the same crime. In addition, the Bill of Rights states that the enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people and reserves all powers not specifically granted to the federal government to the people or the states. And most of these restrictions were later applied to the states by a series of decisions applying the due process clause of the 14th Amendment, which was ratified in 1868 after the American Civil War. Now, the question of including a Bill of Rights in the body of the body of the Constitution was discussed at the Philadelphia Convention on September 12, 1787. George Mason, wished the plan, which is the Constitution, had been prefaced with a Bill of Rights. And Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts concurred in the idea and moved for a committee to prepare a Bill of Rights. Mr. Sherman argued against a Bill of Rights, stating that the state declarations of rights are not repealed by this Constitution. So Mason then stated, well, the laws of the U.S. are to be paramount to the state bills of rights. And the motion was defeated with 10 nays, one absent, and no yays. Yeah. All right. Well, that's a little background on your rights. And again, people, today is Do You Know Your Rights Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people are riding around, you know, screaming, fuck the police, but don't know how to properly defend themselves, you know what I'm saying, when they put the wham bam on you. And, you know, but you have to know some basis of your rights. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that you got to know every single motherfucking right, but you got to know a gist of them. So once you start throwing, because no fucking police officer, people, no police officer knows the law. All right? They are hired to enforce the law, but they don't know the law. So I'll never believe that. Like, just because they the police, oh, yeah, they know every law. Motherfucking new laws are written every single day. That's why we got fucking people up there writing laws and shit. But that's not to say that every cop is going out and getting a new copy of the ratified law book and sitting down and reading it to make sure he or she is up to date on the latest and current laws. No. Not doing that. All right. So the United States Constitution is the shortest and oldest written constitution still in use by any nation in the world today. And they saying still in use. The Constitution has a central place in United States law and political culture. The handwritten original document, penned by Jacob Shallus, is on display at the National Archives and Records Administration in Washington, D.C. Okay. ratification, historical influences. All right, check this out. Several ideals in the Constitution were new, and a large number were drawn from the literature of republicanism in the United States. The experiences of the 13 states and the British experience with mixed government. The most important influence from the European continent was from Montesquieu, who emphasized the need to have balanced forces pushing against each other to prevent tyranny. This in itself reflects the influence of Polybius's 2nd century BC treatise on the checks and balances of the Constitution of the Roman Republic. British political philosopher John Locke was a major influence, and the Due Process Clause of the Constitution was partly based on common law stretching back to Magna Carta, 1215. You know, Magna Carta was out, you know, when they first started talking about how they were going to write up, you know, the man-made laws and stuff. And give y'all just a little brief. Magna Carta, also called Magna Carta Libertatum, the Great Charter of Freedom, is an English legal charter originally issued in the year 1215. It was written in Latin and is known by its Latin name. The usual English translation of Magna Carta is Great Charter. Magna Carta required King John of England to proclaim certain rights pertaining to free men, respect certain legal procedures, and accept that his will could be bound by the law. Explicitly protected certain rights of the kings to subjects, whether free or fettered, and implicitly supported what became the writ of habeas corpus, allowing appeal against unlawful imprisonment. So just give me a little, you know, brief behind that. All right, and let's see here. Let's go to your Bill of Rights, 1 through 10. All right, I'm going to take a quick little break, and then we're going to actually get into the Bill of Rights, because I haven't been able to roll up my marijuana. Yeah. So let's get off into one little quick cut, man. Come back, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to bore your ears off, you know what I'm saying? But if I am...
I don't give a fuck!
And for all the ladies out there, that'll be willing, you know what I'm saying?
I want to see your tits, spider.
All righty, then.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Come right back at you after these messages. This is Ms. Janu. Check out www.myspace.com/JanuThePrincess or www./DrakBoysPrincess and hit up.
Yes, my name is Janu. I can hypnotize you. My words are seductive. My body's so luxurious. You see me back it up. He said you make me wanna cut. Please don't stop dancing. I wanna eat it up. The way I'm popping my hip, I guess I'm just too much. Being double kid, know the thugs love that stuff. I know a lot of drugs out here that really hate me. I pass through water and it just can't take me. I got dark brown eyes and thick, juicy thighs. Black straight hair, booty all everywhere. I got drive a black Mitsubishi. You see my face now, see me on the TV screen. Guess artists appearing on BET. Don't try to sweet talk me like I'm an easy chick. It's 2006 and no, I'm not having it. You can say what you want about you.
Yes, hello?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a... Can I call down there and see about getting a bus ticket?
To where?
Hawaii.
From where? From Pelham to where?
Hawaii. Trying to take the family, like, on a vacation.
Okay. Can you hold on real quick?
Hello?
Yeah.
I can't be on hold too long. This calling card about to go out.
Okay, then, just give me the name of the city and the state.
I'm going to Hawaii, Hawaii.
Hawaii?
How
are you going to Grand?
H-A, what the name? H-A. Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Right.
On the Greyhound to Hawaii?
That's right.
No, I don't think the Greyhound, so you got to call the plane.
Hey, I can't call the plane. It costs too damn much.
Well, I mean, there's no way to
I mean, you can't, like, make some kind of arrangement to drive us, like, to the coast and make some arrangement to get us on the boat or something?
You have to call a travel agency for that.
Now, what is that?
Huh?
What is that?
Travel agency.
Right. What does they do? Is that, like, the...
They'll set you up tickets for a cheaper rate.
To go to Hawaii?
Yeah.
On the bus?
Yeah.
So you do have the bus to go to Hawaii?
It'll go to L.A., and then from there, you have to take a boat.
Right. Now, listen, let me ask you, can I transport my hogs?
I don't know.
I mean, I like on the Greyhound. Can I take my animals?
I don't know. You got to call Greyhound for 800.
Well, this the number right here. It says Greyhound. That's what I doubt.
Yeah, but I'll give you...
Look here, I need to get some answers right now, and somebody's ass is going to get whooped.
Gotta be a pro, read at home, cause yo like watching me come and go. Push the start button, switch up some more. Leaning out the fence lane with the bad little bitch who like to push and play. Plus, she's the type, gotta go for it. Keep moving that way, kill the phone. your feezy loving on the crack. Walk getter, how I'm rocked the hot setter. West Coast, how we living like some box players. Head down the street, and we're going on the track. Straight love gutter boys, what you know about that? Funny in the West Coast, making the intro. It's on a minute, gotta be a pro. Read it homes, cause yo like watching me come and go. Push the star buttons, we're supposed to mow. Look, zooming out the fence, slay with the bad little bitch. We like to push and play. Plus, she's the type, yeah, to go for it.
Them lanes on the interstate, North 101, North 680, Eggs and McKee, make a left on White, that's where you'll find me, making that Gouda with them gutter boys, homeboy, thought you knew this, we can do it, handle that business, catch me on the dance floor, yeah, I be gigging, I'm off them blunts, about 5 G, that's a whole pack of them Swiss sweets, pour a little vodka with cranberry, add a little ice and I get that feeling, tear it up, mix it up, holding shots, I only kill beats with tremendo knives. Up and I thought you knew. Boss Squash hooked us up and now we're making millions. And the way straight luck is going, we're on the way to trillions. Yeah, just calm down now. Got the girlie screaming, now I got to go bow now. But before I leave, I got to pull a card about my sleeve. God bless me with so many tricks. Something like a Jedi cause I snatch your bitch. And that's how I do it, living on the west. I'm always a villain, no Superman up on my chest. And you know how I get down, where's the blunt? Cause I wanna get high now.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
I'm going to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Yummy. All right, people, check this out. Y'all already know what time it is. Time for your ears. We at the top of the hour, man, right here, Do You Know Your Rights, Thursday. And we about to get into something a little nutty. Yeah, a little segment we call the Nutty News of the
Yay!
Day. And we about to get on into it. Sit back, relax. And do what you do.
Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday is when we make weekly. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like, I might go to bed now. I've got work in the morning. I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh, yeah.
You're trying to say, oh, yeah, ain't you? All right. All right, y'all, it's time for the Nutty News of the Day, brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, definitely crazy news, you know what I'm saying? And that's how we get down. So we bring you news from around the world, and I mean the world. Okay, let me go ahead and get my little music started up here, you know what I'm saying? We get a little festive music started. Yeah, there you go. Start this thing on off. Let's go on over here to Newport Beach, people, where a woman sues over hazardous restroom stall. Right. All right. A woman is suing over a hazardous beach restroom stall, claiming an accident related by to the way doors were installed caused the rip of one of her fingers to be ripped off. Oh. Marlene Elaine Olson says she was in a restroom at Corona Del Mar State Beach when she entered a stall and found that its lock was broken. She says she was hurt when closing the door just as a person in an adjacent stall was opening a door. Oh, yeah. Man. About to get paid. Believe that. It's about to get paid. Fort Walton Beach. That's Florida, people. Down in good old Florida. Man calls 911 over Obama. Xbox screams the Bible. Okay. 27-year-old man was arrested for misusing the 911 system after he decided to call because his neighbors had his video game controllers. The neighbors then called 911 and said the man was screaming that he was going to blow everything up. The man called 911 in regards to his Xbox controllers and President Barack Obama, saying he would only speak to a female or black officer. Okay. We have our first award for the day, people. Yeah. Anytime you go to call the goddamn 911, you making any kind of motherfucking stupid calls.
God, yeah. Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Well, I tell you what, some people in this world. Now, people, and these are special awards that we hand out here. So, you know, depending on the situation, you can get a mild or a severe award. But you will get an award. In Laguna Hills, woman punches carjacker at gas station. That's what I'm talking about, women. Kick some ass. Kick them in the nabs. a woman punched, snatched her keys back, and thwarted an attempted carjacking. Authorities said, fighting off a man who jumped into her car as she filled up her gas tank. Standing at less than 5 feet and 115 pounds, Rosalina Ruiz said she started punching the man instinctively when she found him inside her car. Authorities identified the man as Christian Bonilla, 24, who had been spotted just minutes earlier by a deputy on the right shoulder of the I-5. Damn, you cool, girl, kicking his motherfucking ass, trying to carjack, stupid ass. All right, we're over here in Georgia, where cameras no-show in court. Okay. Lawyer Regina Quick defending two clients from charges that they were photographed running red lights, subpoenaed five traffic cameras at the West Broad Street Alps Road intersection to testify that her clients did indeed barge through on red. I didn't observe them as they came in, so I don't believe they'll be appearing, Quick said. Municipal Court Judge Kay Geese found the defendants not guilty because Athens-Clarke County failed to produce any evidence that they are the registered owners of the cars caught on film illegally turning left on red. She said, not because the cameras did not come to court. Thought that was a loophole. I was going to say, hey, everybody, y'all better use that shit. I know I just had to pay $129 motherfucking dollar ticket and shit for running a goddamn red light. That's what I'm talking about. People are taking back their homes, man. That's what I'm talking about. Chicago, 80-year-old man kills armed home invader. Yeah. an 80-year-old man shot and killed an armed man who broke into his two-story house in a pre-dawn home invasion on the city's west side. At about 5:20 a.m., the homeowner and his wife, also in her 80s, discovered the intruder entering their home by a back door. In a struggle at their doorstep, the intruder fired his revolver but was struck in the chest and died of his wound. It's a good thing that they had a gun or they might be dead, said Curtis Thompson, who lives next door to the couple. Man, well, bust his ass, though. Run it up on old folks if you want to, thinking that they motherfuckers, that they sleeping and shit. All right. It's fucked up, but better watch your ass. Over here in China, slave state of the United States, 10 suicides this year at iPhone and iPad factory. Yeah, the massive Foxconn factory in the southern Chinese city of Shenzhen is known for assembling famous electronic goods like Apple's iPhone and iPad, but in recent months it has gained a darker image as a place where distraught workers regularly throw themselves to their deaths. The latest fatality came on Tuesday morning when a 19-year-old employee died in a fall. Damn. That's something like the damn Reefer Madness movie where the bitch found out she was about to go to jail and the hoe just jumped out the goddamn window. Ow! If y'all ain't never seen that Reefer Madness, man, I suggest watch the color version. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. All right, check this out. Melbourne, Australia. Another baby hit by train. Yeah, I didn't say it. I said another baby hit by train. A 15-month-old boy escaped with just a few cuts and bruises on Wednesday after a train struck his stroller, which rolled onto the tracks when his grandmother looked away for just a moment. The dramatic escape came just 7 months after another baby in the southern city of Melbourne survived a train striking his stroller, which also had rolled onto the tracks. Which leads to the question, why you stupid motherfuckers wouldn't put guardrails up in order to prevent fucking strollers rolling onto the goddamn tracks? Jesus, y'all some stupid motherfuckers, man. Y'all some stupid motherfuckers. I guess they waiting for an actual baby to get killed. You know what I'm saying? The Lord is sparing that motherfucking child's life. Man, you crazy motherfuckers, man. Some fucked up shit. Alright, over here in the UK. We're in the UK, the nuttiest place on the planet. Where the natural look is back. Okay. Didn't know it ever went anywhere, but trendy English retailer Selfridges Nipple Enhancers have an alluring product description promising that the natural look is back. Men love a bit of silicone. But what would you think if one of these fell off during a groping session? Yeah, not exactly sexy then, are they? Still, Selfridges claims that the Body Perks Nipple Enhancers are the latest fashion accessory for your breast. Right. So now he's selling padded shirts. Yeah. Right. And I will. Let's go to Germany, people. Was ist los? All mine Frauen and Fraulanses. You know what I'm saying? Where robbers miscalculate explosive charge and level bank building. Hell nah. Okay. Would-be bank robbers miscalculated the amount of explosives needed to open the front door and instead leveled an entire building. The safe and the ATM machine survived intact. However, the robbers apparently fled without taking any money from the bank branch and my list. But y'all didn't get caught, so I can't give you an award. But I can give you an award for blowing up the goddamn building and not even getting the fucking cash out. You know what I'm saying? So for that, you get the...
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Award. And that's real. All right. And one quick proposition out there, people you need to be aware of. Yeah.
Less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out.
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
And y'all thought that goddamn Reefer Madness was bad. Shit. All right. Better watch all these goddamn propositions that they keep proposing for y'all motherfucking ass, propping y'all ass up. And I got a new saying at the end of the show, man. At the end of the Nutty News, I got a new saying for y'all, man. Got a new fucking saying that everybody going to be on my dick. You know what I'm saying? For it. That's a figure of speech, too, people. Figure of speech. I called Sign out as a motherfucker. He was like, what did I do? What did I do? You my motherfucker, Sign. You my motherfucker, dog. You my motherfucker, man. All right. We're over here in New York. Shouts out to Sweet D Love. Where Tylenol has serious side effects. Yeah. The Food and Drug Administration is looking into reports of at least 775 serious side effects from drugs recalled by McNeil, a division of Johnson & Johnson, included in the reports where 30 deaths, nearly all of which were found not to be tied to McNeil's recall of Tylenol, Motrin, were found to be not, were found to not be tied to McNeil's recall of Tylenol, Motrin, and Benadryl drugs from January 1st, 2008 through April 30th, 2010, according to another source close to the investigation. Oh, well, that's cool. All right. All right, let's go over here to Walpole, Massachusetts, where Confederate flag symbol is near school. Okay. Cares, man. Past clapboard houses with white fences and a tree-filled yard next to the local high school is an unusual sight. A large sign painted to look like a Confederate flag. In most other parts of the country, the flag is a searingly divisive symbol of racial segregation, but here, it is also a display of pride for the Walpole High School Rebels, which I don't have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? That the flag is a rebel flag. I mean, it's fuck it. Who cares, man? Damn, about the fucking flag. In Texas, you know what I'm saying? And this has been happening a lot. DNA test clear Houston man of 1985 rape. Yeah, a Houston man freed last year after spending 23 years in prison for a rape he did not commit cleared another hurdle in his quest to be declared actually innocent. DNA test results released in court show that Ernest Soniers, 47, was not involved in a second rape, which ended in a murder for which he was a suspect in 1985, said Alba Morales, the Innocence Project staff attorney handling the case. That's what's up. All right, give you guys a couple more, and then we're going to get back to the important stuff. You know what I'm saying? Back into the important stuff. Philadelphia, sleeping passengers left on plane for hours. Yeah. Security questions are being asked after a sleeping passenger was left behind for several hours on an arriving flight at Philadelphia International Airport. Ginger McGuire tried to get some rest on her red-eye United Airways Express flight from Washington, D.C. The flight landed in Philadelphia just after midnight. McGuire was apparently forgotten. She was left sleeping in her seat alone for more than 3 hours after everyone else got off the aircraft. Man. On the iNet. 20-year celebration. Oh. What the hell is iNet? All right. Let's pass out some coochie coupons for all the ladies out there. Dog Cream Doc got something for you. All right. We're in the city of Newburgh, where Chicken Patrol is on the job. Good morning. Hi. Says Kyles of Newburgh Animal Control. We hear you have chickens. Joyce Kyles is joined on this mission by Melissa Beraldo of Blooming Grove Humane Society and Deputy Gina Sagaracoli, an animal cruelty investigator from the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Together, the three have begun a route across Newburgh in search of chickens. It's against city law to keep chickens, and the women have a list of dozens of addresses where they suspect people are harboring illegal birds. Fucking snitches. You bitches ain't got nothing else to do but fuck with people and some goddamn livestock. What the fuck are you gonna do with all the chickens? Take all the motherfuckers and kill them? Oh, man. What's more than fucking humane? You know what I'm saying? Bitches taking care of the chickens, or you stupid motherfuckers trying to come around and take the chickens and go and kill the motherfuckers? Fuck ever, man. All right, we're in the UK, where I say nuttiest fucking place on the planet, where a baby is burnt while mother sunbathed beside him. Yeah. Shocked beachgoers called in cops in Brighton, and the 5-month-old boy was rushed to hospital. A teacher told how she tried to warn the mom her baby was suffering, but she did not understand. Shocked, Alex Colson said he saw the attractive blonde day tripper holding the boy as she walked along the beach. He added the baby was clearly very sunburnt. He was naked and very, very red, and I was concerned enough to walk up to her. Man. Boy, first of all, on behalf of the little child, wait a minute, do I even have the proper one for that? Oh, yeah. Okay, on behalf of the child.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah, on behalf of the child, you know what I'm saying? That's real fucked up, I have to say that. And, yeah. People, when you take your children out, I mean, if you're taking them out the beach without no fucking suntan lotion on, you know what I'm saying? You know, you are already wrong. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck takes their kids, you know what I'm saying, without any kind of protection on? Alright. Anyways, vodka eyeballing, a growing fad among teens. Right. A new trend is raising some eyebrows, or more like hurting some eyeballs. Doctors say some youngsters are trying out a new drinking game where they pour vodka right into someone's eyes. It's called eyeballing. Vodka is about 40 to 50% pure alcohol, which can take off the top layer of the cornea, and it can cause scarring, you stupid little fucks. Boy, teens do some dumb shit, man. Kids, period, do some dumb shit. And why? Because of the fucking parents and neglecting them and ain't watching what the hell they doing. Your parents stupid as hell, man. What the fuck is going on? Yeah, y'all must be fucking high. Alright, woman is in California is fined $2,500 over applesauce fight. Yeah, a Californian woman who was accused of attacking an airport security guard for trying to seize her applesauce as she boarded a plane was fined $2,500 over the incident. Damn. And is refusing to pay. Nadine K. Hayes' legal troubles appeared over last month when Glendale Superior Court Judge Frederick R. Rottenberg told Hayes that he would dismiss a criminal case against her in 6 months if she stayed out of trouble. But last week, she received a letter from the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, telling her she had to pay a $2,500 fine. Damn. All right, last but not least, we're in Sissonville, West Virginia, where man burns house down because dinner not ready. Right. Yeah, my fucking hamburger's ready when I get home. Hell no. Police in West Virginia said a man burned down his Sissonville home because he was angry at his wife for not having dinner ready. The Kanawha County Sheriff's Department said Beverly Jones called a 911 emergency operator and reported her husband, Guy Jones, 60, had set fire to their home. All right, people, and the new word, new saying for the day is... Oh, I don't know what the hell, I just... My bad, brain fart. The new saying, and this is coming straight from me. Nobody ever said this before in life. Don't believe the headlines, because the head is lying. Yeah, let that sink in on you, people. Let that sink in on you. You know what I'm saying? So always be careful with the, like I say, don't believe what the fuck I say, go and read it for yourself. But don't believe the headlines, because the head is lying. Oh, I think I like that one. The rest of the world, y'all can use that one. You know what I'm saying? It's real. You know, I ain't going to charge you for that. I ain't going to charge you for that. Down again.
An open microphone can be dangerous.
Petrol problems like a brother that was born sick. I'm up in the crack of dime so much I'm thinking of doing a porn flick. I tried to warn Rick by fucking with that foreign chick. Now we call him human torch cause he's burning with an orange dick. So when I say that I'm killing the trim, that means I'm dealing with them like Eminem is dealing with Kim. I leave him hanging high like Vince Carter with his arms still in the rim. The tiger shark that's killing the brim and willing to swim an extra mile to get the Mentos. My pen flows over the paper like a leaf on the pond when the wind blows. Kick more flavor with one finger than most can with 10 toes. You be Mr. Nice Guy trying my best to a pinhole.
You know the name, the girl genius was back and ain't a damn thing changed. Not down with the king, but down with my mic. Tonight's the night I lay claim to my throne. Y'all niggas should know I never leave the microphone alone. So when I'm down speaking, it's your soul I own. Creeping like the Grim Reaper, better stop praying. Cause when a rapper fires friend, you need a bulletproof vest to catch the words I'm saying. Can't build a dam to stop the flow. And FYI, I don't talk fast, you think slow. So if you can't take the heat back up cause I'm breathing fire, I've got a burning desire to take you high like my IQ. Check the rhymes and give credit where credit's due.
cause color isn't a title it's given, it has to be earned. They call you STD, so burn, baby, burn. It don't matter what you say or what you do, my whole crew will chew through you like gum on the bottom of my left shoe. Matter of fact, my newborn child kicks better rhymes than you do. Yeah, I said it. I mix metaphors with the masters of the best. Me, Eric, Tommy, B, XT, lay your whole crew to rest. And I'm about to do something I don't do too often. Pass the mic to my nigga E, let him put the nail in your coffin.
Corporal for lung, where I'm from, words bang like a gun. Here I come, poets run. Spoken word, prodigal son. Yo, I got old shit better than your new shit.
What?
New shit better than your whole flip. My skill's so ill that I flow sick. I'm always ready and willing to start penning verbal penicillin. Omega ain't the end. Yo, it's more like the beginning. This Mothman prophecy has a butterfly effect. Baby, the streets are swashing. Fight will get you wet. We went from second class citizens to public enemy number one. Someone took hold of that. Came to April to Tupac with the same gun. Someone took Farrakhan that Martin and Malcolm were killed with the same gun. I ain't DMC, but I run. Just to see Jam Master Jay walk this way. Just to have my parents live one more day so they can hear me talk this way. I hear a lot of truth and sentence just so I choke and say that no one can stop. With one mic, I'm the choice of B.I.G. That means George Bush and Dick Cheney can't do pop me. So-called rappers can't hip-hop me. This is poetry from BX to BK, from NY to GA. Mr. Moore opens up the brain stores of the thoughts will soar. And you might as well call me old school. Cause like Big Daddy Kane, I just got more.
Now come peep some up close and personal conversation. In the poor that's half man, half amazing. The prodigal title's been buck wild, so my feet first hit the pavement. See how they come out the vagina crying. I had a slick tongue from day one, and by 8'6" I had Mother Goose turning tricks, and I stole all the dudes from Dr. Seuss, cause them Cat in the Hat lyrics he was kicking, well they was pussy like kitten, and that was just the beginning, cause by the time I hit my teenage years, I was communicating my peers in street code that only we know, cause see, slang is my first language, I only speak the King's English when I'm talking to the police or I'm conducting business, but other than that, when I see something I like, I say it's fat, if I think it's some bullshit, I say it's whack, if I think a girl's attractive, then I say I wanna hit that, see a handgun is a gat, a handshake is some dap, but if I say I'm holding you down, then that means I got your back, see I'm a walking metaphor, a spoken wordologist, and smoking herb is my only psychologist, cause I was lame and insane at a very early age, cause I was Dick and Jane before I even got to the first grade, see my verbal DNA, see I was born to be slick with this wordplay, so I'm a word hustler by nature, I turn product into paper and rob Peter to pay Paul, but I should've robbed them both and said fuck paying it all, but I hustle with my tongue and not with my gun, but please don't get it twisted cause my rap still weighs a ton, cause see I'm currently waiting 6 court dates and 6 states. But verbally murdered the first 6 boys that walked across the stage. See, I went on a random rampage and popped up in the poetry spot with my mouth is cocked. And I pop a poem and it's not with a poem that rocks. And I don't run from shit, so I wait on the cops so they can catch a hot one, too. Cause these verses don't discriminate, just penetrate your chest, play this game over like checkmate. And I love banging these similes like all can love jail, baby.
An open microphone can be dangerous. Dangerous.
Okay! I'm reloading!
We need to intubate.
Here comes the pain!
The shit you say is minimal, nigga. The shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's so spiritual, fucker. The shit you say is minimal, nigga. The shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's so spiritual. How the fuck you get money with this minimal tribe? Use a fake motherfucker telling minimal lies. Saying you got the block lock with only minimal ties. Saying you run the block hot with only minimal dies. Your life ain't worth shit inside. Minimal lies. How the fuck you gonna rush me with this minimal guys? I get a motherfucking gun to hear a million cries. You think it's God coming when I cover the sky? Anyway, back to the minimal talk. You say you're fucking out with all the minimal parts. You ain't a dog, you a puppet with this minimal part. You ain't a life for the party, you the minimal talk. You know you ain't packing shit while you're gripping your dick. You're so cool, motherfucker, from the split in your lip. You walk around with papers, you know, baby, the trick. We're an American's economy that doesn't exist. What the fuck I just heard that you're raising your wit. So you rap about shit and you don't own this shit.
Youngstar, yo, youngstar.
go. Okay, here. Why you niggas even act that hard? When you go full like my gun shows on retard. Young nigga, no brain, I'm a retard. Rain hollers on your head like rain from God. Until you caught your nigga, his ass on no guard. Until you see my face, your ass on no guard. Unless the drugs is a product exposed to me, garbage. Yo, pick up the pace of a pistol race. But I'm a winner, send my tools for killing my fucking nemesis. It's all the risk without me, I am the genesis. I'm the man behind the gun, I make it fire clear. Fire nigga for his life, I'm the boss bitch. Leave a nigga topless like my cutlass. Cutlass and use it for the nigga's hardness. Like a crack, my K hit the target. PSP hit my face on the floor shit. Got a problem with living, I can solve it.
Yeah, what?
I got the automatic hanging like a dog leash. Perfect, so peace, good fight. I don't give a fuck if the call police. I don't like peace, all right. I'm from a slum where the winter's so cold. I'm the block so hot, I'm the block big. Cops come on, let me hear a girl, looks like dreadlock. Yeah, I feel the cup in the real dreadlock. Sick of kids running around like a Samson. Just around to that nigga with a mask on. Grabbing you, grabbing you with no task on. I'm grabbing you when you're through with no mask on. I don't know what to be like, what to be like. Better see right, I'm a G-type when the shots get cuffin'. Ain't no cuffin'. Somebody's up and having
a cake. Yo, I'm stepping up in these slippery grounds. They talk hard when a nigga ain't around. Yo, I'm gonna take it to a bitch. And niggas keep it still. Y'all niggas really ain't real. We just tell them niggas that don't get your ass killed. Keep a fucking head in the freezer, that's real. Next time you in your mouth, man, the beats don't spill. Now I know you wanna keep it all back. Watch out, I got the name Jack. See the stories you tell it from the movies you've seen. But I just record what I've seen from the crime scene. Check my record, homie, I ain't green. I've been hustling since I was 13. Ready to drop bombs and make cream. Logic Entertainment, dog, that's my American dream. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories, get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's just serious, motherfucker. The shit you say is minimal. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories, get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's just spiritual. The shit you do is minimal. You tell the story to get a little visual.
Right, Jackal right there. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Woo. All right. Since we're in the extended hour, everybody trying to motherfucking run and shit. I'm on the Russianet project. I'm on that right now. Song's on the bottom of the links. They got a nice website. I'm on the rushproject.net. You guys want to see something pretty cool? They got a nice website set up. And official MySpace fan page, Reverb Nation page. I'm also on Reverb. Just updated my info. Alright, well, I don't have no speakers on my damn computer, so I can't listen to those guys right now, but checking them out. Alright, that's what's up. Alright, check this out. Let's get into some more new boring stuff. The Bill of Rights. These are your amendments 1 to 10. Get them, run them all down to you. Okay, here we go. It is commonly understood that originally the Bill of Rights was not intended to apply to the states. However, there is no such limit in the text itself, except where an amendment refers specifically to the federal government. One example is the First Amendment, which says only that Congress shall make no law, and under which some states in the early years of the nation officially established a religion, a rule of inapplicability to the states, remained until 1868, when the 14th Amendment was passed, which stated in part that no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. All right. The Supreme Court has interpreted its clause to extend most, but not all, parts of the Bill of Rights to the states. Nevertheless, the balance of state and federal power has remained a battle in the Supreme Court. The amendments that became the Bill of Rights were the last 10 of the 12 amendments proposed in 1789. The second of the 12 proposed amendments regarding the compensation of members of Congress remained unratified until 1992, when the legislators of enough states finally approved it. As a result, after pending for two centuries, it became the 27th Amendment. The first of the 12, which is still technically pending before the state legislators for ratification, pertains to the apportionment of the United States House of Representatives after each decennial census. The most recent state whose lawmakers are known to have ratified this proposal is Kentucky in 1792 during that Commonwealth's first month of statehood. Yeah, that's pretty cool information. No, didn't know that. More porn. Let's get the porn back. All right, here we go. Okay, your First Amendment addresses the rights of freedom of religion. It's prohibiting Congress from establishing a religion. You know what I'm saying? So they can't say, you know, well, Florida is all Christians. It's going to be all Christians. And Georgia is going to be all Muslims. You know what I'm saying? That takes that, you know what I'm saying, ability out of their hands. Establishing a religion and protecting the right to free exercise of religion. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and freedom of petition. Now, I'm going to go into one particular one real quick. Freedom of the press. Freedom of the press is the freedom of communication expression through vehicles, including various electronic media and published materials. While such freedom mostly implies the absence of interference from an overreaching state, its preservation may be sought through constitutional or other legal protections. With respect to governmental information, any government may distinguish which materials are public or protected from disclosure to the public based on classification of information as sensitive, classified, or secret, and being otherwise protected from disclosure due to relevance of the information to protecting the national interest. Many governments are also subject to sunshine laws or freedom of information legislation that are used to define the ambit of national interest. All right. Fucking scientific freedom. It was a comment by legislators to read the freedom of scientific research. Oh, okay. Well, because I got to use that in my case. You know what I'm saying? That's, they violated my freedom of press. You know, which is my First Amendment right. So, and also, you know, my freedom of assembly. You know what I'm saying? Basically acting when he told me to step the fuck back. You know what I'm saying? And saying that I'm on private property. You know, you just said that I couldn't be there. So let's go on to that one. Freedom of assembly, sometimes used interchangeably with the freedom of association, is the individual right to come together and collectively express, promote, pursue, and defend common interests. The right to freedom of association is recognized as a human right, a political freedom, and a civil liberty. And all these are in blue words, people, because all these shits mean different shits, you know what I'm saying? Freedom of assembly and freedom of association may be used to distinguish between the freedom to assemble in public places and the freedom of joining an association. Freedom of assembly is used often in the context of the right to protest, while freedom of association is used in the context of labor rights and the right to collective bargaining. for example, by joining a trade union. Freedom of assembly, as guaranteed in the Canadian Constitution and the Constitution of the United States, is interpreted to mean both the freedom to assemble and the freedom to join an association. If you didn't know that, now you know. All right, let's get some more relaxing music on. We've got 19 minutes to go. Let's throw some little mom in the background. Here we go. Your Second Amendment. Second Amendment guarantees the right of individuals to possess firearms. The most recent Supreme Court decision interpreting the Second Amendment is District of Columbia versus Heller. Isn't that so fucking funny? D.C. District of Columbia versus Heller. Man, I only fucking own this bitch. Alright, your Third Amendment prohibits the government from using private homes as quarters for soldiers during peacetime without the consent of the owners. The only existing case law regarding this amendment is a lower court decision in the case of Engblom versus Kerry. In this case was a 1982 court case decided by the U.S. United States Court of Appeals for the Second Court. The case was initiated by a 1979 strike by New York State correction officers. While the officers were on strike, some of their duties were performed by National Guardsmen who were activated at Mid-Orange Correctional Facility and other facilities. Striking employees were evicted from employee housing, which was then used to house some of the National Guard. Two of the evicted officers at Mid-Orange CF, Marianne E. Engblom and Charles E. Palmer, subsequently filed suit against the state of New York and its governor at the time, Hugh L. Carey. And the decision established that the National Guardsmen legally qualify as soldiers under the Third Amendment, that the amendment applies to the state as well as federal authorities, and that the protection of this amendment extends beyond homeowners. The majority stated that the officers' occupancy in the rooms was covered under the legal rules of tenancy and was protected under the Third Amendment. The case was remanded to the district court, where it was decided that the defendants favored due to the principle that, as agents of the state, the defendants were covered by a qualified immunity unless they were knowingly acting illegally. In the absence of previous precedents on this issue, the standard of knowing illegality was not met. There was a minority dissent which stated the officer's occupancy was covered under the lesser protection of blah, 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 which that's what all this fucking shit sounds like. Blah, 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 blah. That's how they talk in court, in court. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Not guilty. You said a lot of blah, blah, blahs there. Motherfucker. All right, your Fourth Amendment. Guards against searches, arrests, and seizures of property without a specific warrant or a probable cause to believe a crime has been committed. Some rights to privacy have been inferred from this amendment and others by the Supreme Court. This is another violation. I was illegally searched, arrested, and my property seized without a specific warrant or a probable cause to believe that I was committing a crime by simply videotaping the police. This is all case law, people, that you have to do on your own. You know what I'm saying? Some stuff is not going to be given to you. You have to go out and research it and find it for yourself. It's the same thing that you pay a lawyer to do. But, you know, I'm just jumping the gun, goddammit. So I already have this shit covered. And the motherfucker just ain't going to be able to tell me this or tell me that. All right? Cool. Okay. So let's go to the Fifth Amendment. Your Fifth Amendment, which forbids trial for a major crime except after indictment by a grand jury. It prohibits double jeopardy, which are repeated trials, except in certain very limited circumstances, and forbids punishment without due process of law. and provides that an accused person may not be compelled to testify against himself. This is also known as taking the fifth or pleading the fifth. This is regarded as the Rights of the Accused Amendment, otherwise known as the Miranda Rights, after the Supreme Court case. It also prohibits government from taking private property for public use without just compensation and the basis of eminent domain in the United States. And eminent domain is if we need your shit, you know what I'm saying, we're going to come take it. Like, you know, they did a couple of houses down here when they needed to build the highway system. And then, you know, those houses were in imminent danger. You know what I'm saying? They needed to use them in order to, you know what I'm saying, get the public, the increase of traffic through safely. So, therefore, they pull imminent danger. You know, the eminent domain. Oh, bullshit. Most people ain't never heard that. Let me break this down for you. Eminent domain. Eminent domain in the United States and Canada is a compulsory purchase in the United Kingdom, New Zealand, or Ireland. That's what they call it. Resumption or compulsory acquisition in Australia, or expropriation. These are all big words, people, that you need to be listening out for. And they use that in South Africa and Canada's common law systems. It is the inherent power of the state to seize a citizen's private property, expropriate property, or seize a citizen's rights and property with due monetary compensation, but without the owner's consent. You know what I'm saying? So they got to pay you, but they're going to take your shit, and they're going to give you what the fuck they want to pay you. The property is taken either for government use or by delegation to third parties who were devoted to public or civic use, or in some cases economic development. The most common uses of property taken by eminent domain are for public utilities, highways, and railroads. However, it may also be taken for reasons of public safety, such as in the case of Centralia, Pennsylvania. Some jurisdictions require that the government body offer to purchase the property before resorting to the use of eminent domain. And the word, the term condemnation is used to describe the formal act of the exercise of the power of eminent domain to transfer title to the property from its private owner to the government. This use of the word should not be confused with its sense of a declaration that property is uninhabitable due to defects, which that's what they try to say, you know what I'm saying, condemning your shit. The latter usually does not deprive the owners of the title to the property condemned, but requires them to rectify the offending situation or have the government do it for the owner at the latter's expense. All right. And let's get back into some the rainbow, some old Gino. All right. Okay. So let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. And where we at? Sixth Amendment guarantees a speedy public trial for criminal offenses. It requires trial by a jury, guarantees the right to legal counsel for the accused, and guarantees that the accused may require witnesses to attend the trial and testify in the presence of the accused. It also guarantees the accused a right to know the charges against him. The Sixth Amendment has several court cases associated with it, including Powell versus Alabama, United States versus Wong Kim Ark, Gideon versus Wainwright, and Crawford versus Washington in 1966. The Supreme Court ruled that the Fifth Amendment prohibition on forced self-incrimination and the Sixth Amendment clause on right to counsel were to be made known to all persons placed under arrest, and these clauses have become known as the Miranda Rights. So, if a motherfucker does not read you your Miranda Rights, they are in direct violation of the Sixth Amendment. I don't give a fuck. They done said some stupid shit like that down here in Hillsborough County, talking about the officers, when they pull you over, don't have to read you your Miranda Rights. Until they change this motherfucking Sixth Amendment, until all these case laws, disprove that, Motherfuckers need to be reading your Miranda rights. If not, see this here, and that's all the case law, you know what I'm saying, and associated with it, which this is another part of my case, you know what I'm saying? I was not read my rights, you know what I'm saying? I was placed in handcuffs. He placed me on the car, then he set me in the motherfucking back of the car and then zoomed me off to jail, and never once was I read my Miranda rights. You know what I'm saying? Which in so many cases, that's why they talking about they're not requiring it, is because so many officers are lazy and do not do their job, that all the cases come to court and are thrown out because of this one amendment. But the amendment is there, people. You know what I'm saying? Your lawyer will push the hell out that amendment. You know what I'm saying? Believe that. So shouts out to W Res Works. Alright. We Res Works, something like that. Thanks for coming through the show. You know what I'm saying? Today is Do You Know Your Rights Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Going in talking about your United States Constitution and your amendment rights. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't really know their rights. You know what I'm saying? Alright, so we're on number 7, your 7th amendment. Assures trial by jury in civil cases. You know. That's like, you know, when they tell you you got to take it up with your landlord. That's a civil case. You know what I'm saying? You got to take it up in civil court. The 8th Amendment forbids excessive bail or fines and cruel and unusual punishment. You also have the 9th Amendment, which declares that the listing of individual rights in the Constitution and Bill of Rights is not meant to be comprehensive, and that other rights not specifically mentioned are retained by the people. And your last one, which is the 10th Amendment, reserves to the states respectively or to the people any powers the Constitution did not delegate to the United States, nor prohibit the states from exercising. So if it's not in the motherfucking Constitution, we got the power to motherfucking really delegate it and put it in there. That is what the 10th Amendment is for. Anything that was missing, we as the people can implement the shit and put it in there, you know what I'm saying, to safeguard ourselves from tyrants that are currently in our motherfucking government. Alright. So, just to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Give y'all a little info, man. So, you know, key things, people, you just got to know your rights, you know what I'm saying? You basically got to know your rights. Each and every time, I don't care if you're carrying around a little fucking card on you or something, you know what I'm saying, a cheat sheet card, you know, have it in your back pocket, whoop it out on them. Look, you're in violation of my 6th Amendment right, you're in violation of my 4th Amendment right, look, you're in violation of my 1st Amendment right, you know what I'm saying, and you need to have a camera. I always have a fucking camera, you know what I'm saying, so I'm putting this on camera, and I'm stating to you that you're in direct violation of my 1st, 4th, 6th, 2nd, bitch, 10 motherfucking amendment rights. Leave me the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying? That's real. And now you got 27 of them. It's over 27. I ain't finna go through no 27 motherfucking rights. But what you can do is go to Wikipedia.com. Not saying this is the only source, since somebody wanted to point that out to me on another show. Wikipedia is not the best source. Motherfucker, none of them the best source. You know what I'm saying? Shit, that's why I say, you know, don't believe the headlines, because the head is lying. Alright, but you got to have sources to verify your information. So, this is just a source to help verify some of the information. Alright? But you can go there, look up U.S. Constitution, and then it'll pull up all this information that I'm currently reading. And that's real. So, what's this? 11th clarifies, yeah, 12th. Okay, changes the method of presidential elections so that the members of the Electoral College cast separate ballots for president and vice president. Yeah, got that. 13th Amendment in 1865 abolishes slavery and authorizes Congress to enforce abolition. Your 14th Amendment, very important, 1868, defines a set of guarantees for United States citizenship, prohibits states from abridging citizens' privileges or immunities and rights to due process and the equal protection of the law. It repeals the three-fifths compromise and prohibits repudiation of the federal debt caused by the Civil War. Now, prohibits repudiation of the federal debt. Prohibits repudiation of the federal debt. Okay. 15th Amendment prohibits the federal government and states from using a citizen's race, color, or previous status as a slave as a qualification for voting. Damn. Yes, you do need to read all these motherfuckers, because shit, some of your shit, you ain't even know what this shit applied to you. 19th Amendment prohibits the federal government and the states from forbidding any citizen to vote due to their sex. You know what I'm saying? And that's when you get, we kind of really got out of all that type shit. You know what I'm saying? Male, hell, got more females running for president shit. So. the 21st Amendment repeals the 18th Amendment and permits states to prohibit the importation of alcoholic beverages. Okay. Limits the president to two terms is the 22nd Amendment. The 23rd Amendment grants presidential electors to the District of Columbia. Did anybody know that? Okay. Listen. Washington, D.C. Let me break this shit down. Formerly is the District of Columbia, commonly referred to as Washington, the District, or simply D.C., is jokingly the capital of the United States. Founded July 16, 1790, the city of Washington was originally a separate municipality within the territory of Columbia until an act of Congress. An act. Man, y'all motherfuckers is acting. Hollywood acting of Congress in 1871 effectively merged the city and the territory into a single entity called the District of Columbia. It is for this reason that the city, while legally named the District of Columbia, is known as Washington, D.C. The city shares its name with the U.S. state of Washington, which is located on the country's Pacific coast. The city is located on the north bank of the Potomac River and is bordered by the states of Virginia to the southwest and Maryland to the other sides. The district has a resident population of almost 600,000, and because of commuters from the surrounding suburbs, its population rises to over 1 million during the work week. All right. It's the ninth largest population in the country. Article 1 of the United States Constitution provides for a federal district to serve as the permanent national capital. The centers of all three branches of federal government in the United States are located in the district, as are many of the nation's monuments and museums. Wow. Washington holds 174 foreign embassies, as well as the headquarters of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, the Organization of American States, OAS, and the Inter-American Development Bank, and the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO. Man. The headquarters of other institutions such as trade unions, lobbying groups, and professional associations are also located in the district. Man. But motherfuckers could not vote. Oh, man. The district has a non-voting at-large congressional delegate, but no senators, D.C. residents could not vote in presidential elections until the ratification of the 23rd Amendment to the United States Constitution in 1961. All right, people. And that'll do it. Much love to everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? This is Do You Know Your Rights Thursday. You know, I appreciate everybody. Easy Rider, Heavenly Angel, Side 9, Wes Works, who just popped up in here. Jamie, you know what I'm saying, was up in here. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, rides out with Regular Game Entertainment, enjoys these shows, man. You know what I'm saying? For education is the key and the place to be. And you definitely going to get it from me. You know what I'm saying? So go check out also the www.therush, R-U-S-H, therushproject.net. If you're looking for some hot independent music, man, they ain't signed yet. So go and check them boys out. And that's real. So we're going to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Look in the sky, man. It's a bird, it's a plane. It might not be none of that. It might be your government dropping some shit on you.